as an owner, part of your responsibility is to figure out how you want the company positioned. Now, this is a marketing term. And positioning really refers to, ultimately, how the general public will think of your business. So it's your attempt to mold public opinion. Let me give you a couple of examples. You can position your company or your products or service as very high-end, very exclusive, very expensive. Or you can position yourself and your business and your products or services very low-end and very inexpensive. Or you can position them as middle of the road but a really good value. Or very convenient. Or very hard to obtain. See, these are all kind of emotional characteristics that the general public will put on your business after a while. The really important thing for an owner to do is to say, hey, I want the business and I want my products and service to be thought of as this, and then begin to sway public opinion so that the public ends up thinking of you as that. What I suggest you do is go into your neighborhood or go into the city you live in and find a very expensive grocery store. In Central Texas, we've got a grocery store called Central Market. Very upper end, very expensive. Also find a grocery store that's very low end, very inexpensive. And then find a third one that's in the middle. Now the point is, they're all grocery stores. They all sell food, they all sell meat, they all sell milk. But the way they sell them is very different. And this is the kind of decision that you have to make as an owner. How do you want your business perceived or positioned by the public?